Well, Mark, Marcia, first of all, let me congratulate you on being named the Illinois Farm Family of the Year. That's quite an honor.
Thank you. It is an honor.
Well, let's take a moment, first of all, Mark, if you would, tell us about your farming operation.
Basically, we're 100% no-till. Even on our few pieces of ground, it's not highly erodible. It's still 100% no-till. And plant all non-GMO crops.
Tell me about the family, Marcia.
Well, we have three children. Marcus is 19, goes to Wabash Valley College. Mackenzie is going to be a junior at Red Hill High School this year. And Maren, our youngest daughter, is 16, going to be 16, and she's going to be a sophomore this year.
Now, are they involved in the operation?
We make it a family affair. We will call time out, and we all sit down and have a family meeting and make decisions. If we're even thinking about buying a farm, the whole family goes and checks it out, and we take in everybody's opinion when we consider doing something like that. But they help with the gardening and hauling seed and fuel and stuff like that to the fields, and just whatever we need them to do, they're there.
Mark, when it came to putting your conservation practices to work there on your farm, was it an easy decision that to make?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, it's my equipment list is very short. I've got one good tractor and one good planter, and I work with my neighbor. We work back and forth. We harvest together, and he helps me and I help him, so it works out really well.
So where did that interest in conservation come from?
Basically, it started, I used to work for a gentleman years ago, and that's when no-till was just starting, and probably back in the early 80s or somewhere in there, and it just kind of spread into me from there.
Share with us, if you would, some of the other conservation practices that you've put to use.
Basically, what you saw in there, the wash cobs, the filter strips and stuff like that. Land in CRP, and I've got some parcels that probably could be cleared, and I don't do that because I like to keep the wildlife where it needs to be.
Reading over your bio, noticed that you when possible you take advantage of some cost share programs, and that's helped you put some of these practices to use.
Yes, we try to take advantage of anything that soil conservation has to offer. That would help with cost share on that, but there are some times that that's not available, and we're readily available to just do it on our own if we feel like that field needs attention and that we could help it out.
Mark, are these conservation practices that you're using, are they making a difference on your farm?
Oh, absolutely. My dirt stays where it's supposed to be, not down in New Orleans somewhere.
So as you look down the road, are there some other practices that you have plans for?
We need to finish up what we got started, but basically we're going to have things in pretty good shape when we get everything done, I think. So, but the ones we built last fall, of course, this was a bad spring, but I don't think they planned terraces to have a 17-inch rain on them either. So, but we still saved a lot of dirt.
Let me ask each one of you. Marcia, I'll begin with you. What does it mean to you to be named Illinois Farm Family of the Year?
I'm kind of speechless. It is a great honor. I'm totally shocked. We don't really do this to be recognized or to be put up on a pedestal. We do it because we are called to be good stewards of our land. And so that's just what we try to do. We try to instill that into our children. But it is an honor to be here, and the way we have been, the minute we walked into this hotel, we have just been greeted and honored and, you know, waited on, and the banquet was wonderful. It's an honor.
Mark, what does it mean to you?
Pretty much she summed everything up, but I feel like I'm out of my league. I don't feel like I need to deserve this award, but I'm just doing what I think needs to be done to the ground and to the land, and the Lord says we're supposed to take care of our soil, and that's to keep it in place for the next generation. We only have it for so long.